Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. Well, we're getting ready to bombard the kingdom of darkness with the word of God today. And so many of us, we're watching and looking at the word of God come alive from the gospel of Matthew chapter 24, where it talks about perilous times among us. And we will deal with wars and rumors of war. We're watching a time where in the land you see fierce battle. Even watching mainstream America can't hide the battles that are going on. And the narrative is actually true. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. People are all over. There's fight, intense mental, emotional, physical stress on people's lives. The enemy is attacking at every turn, and we're watching things fulfill. So we are in the last days, and when we say the last days, it's not actually the end of a time, but the end of an age and the beginning of a new period in our life, world, and event. We're looking at the economic climate shift. We're looking at a world where the gas prices are constantly going up. We have cyber attacks concerning our communication system all around the nation and around the world. So people are dying, as I mentioned many months ago. April is the setup. May is the put up. June will determine a lot of people and shut up a lot of people in the land. And May would, June would be the shut up. As we're facing tremendous obstacles at every turn, it's time for prayer and people to begin to pray like never before. When I say P-R-A-Y, that's the prayer that I'm speaking of. While many people are becoming a P-R-E-Y, a pray in the world, because they're under tremendous attack and they're not in the safety of the hand of the Lord God. The word of God said in Proverbs 18 and 10 that the name of the Lord God is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into in the glory of God here. As we prepare ourselves to take time to pray for the world, nation, family, and for territory, children, loved ones, those who are sick and shut in, set your heart as a flint on this day. For in whatever time zone you're in, all you have to do is touch and agree with your fellow men, women of God, and brethren in the kingdom of God. The word of God said in Proverbs or in Matthew 18 and 18, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. And then he said, then again I say unto you, where two of us touch and agree on earth to ask him anything in the Father's name, it shall be done. One of us would have put 1,000 to flight, two, 10,000. We can't always be 6 feet distance in this season because we need each other. The enemy is attacking at every turn. So we have to stand together in unanimity so we can destroy this enemy that have destroyed many lives of the people around us. Stand on to the word of God from 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, which says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek the face of God and then turn from their wicked ways, then they will hear from heaven. He will forgive their sin. The healing of the land will begin. In the meantime, let's pray strong and hard today. And those who are standing with us, we're praying for you and believing God for a healing of your land. Don't go backwards. Go forward. The presence of God. God bless you. It's my prayer for you and today.
The scripture will be coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. If they had known, Father, they would have never sacrificed you. You know, they would have never killed you. They would have never. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. We're running to the tower today, Father. We're running to your bosom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just to rest our heads in your bosom, the peace that passeth all understanding. Glory. We shout. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. You're so worthy. Bless the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you create a sound through me, Father God. Give me the breath, hallelujah, to blow. In the name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, hallelujah. I bless your name. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, you are the center of my life. Glory be to God. All lives, all that's good and perfect comes from you, my God. You are our heart's contentment, hope for all that we do. Glory be to God. Jesus, you are the center of our lives. Hallelujah, Father. All I have, all we have, and need comes from you, God. Father, you are our inspiration. You're my inspiration. In all that we do, hallelujah, oh Jesus. You are the center of our lives. We want to walk with you today, Father, in everything. Hallelujah. In everything, we want to walk the way you have us to walk, in your obedience. We want to speak the way you would have us to speak. Hallelujah. You said a soft answer turns away wrath. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We humbly pray today for your forgiveness, Father, for your forgiveness, for anything we've said and done that's not pleasing to you, God. Anything we've said and done, hallelujah, that offends you, Father. Hallelujah. We first want to ask you to forgive us for anything that we've done to offend you, Father. Glory. Anything we've done to offend any of those around us in our walk, in our character, hallelujah. We know that bad company corrupts good manners. So we ask that you forgive us for whatever we've been exposed to that could even bring that type of stench on us. Glory be to God. Because we don't want to present ourselves to you in any other way but humbly bowing at your feet as you sit at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us all the day long. My God, you don't sleep and you don't slumber. Anywhere we fall in slumber, Lord, forgive us. Thank you for saving us from seen and unseen danger, glory be to God. It is you, Father God, that makes our way perfect. Come on, Jesus. Glory! It's you that makes our way perfect, glory. Hallelujah. We need you, Father. We need you right now more than the minute before. Glory be to God. Every breath we take, hallelujah, comes from you. We need you, hallelujah. We ask that you cover us, Father God, from the crown of our head. Let me say glory, hallelujah. Thank you for continuously covering us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet today, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you for covering our families from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, Father. Thank you, Father God, that the weapons that's been formed, glory be to God, they have no validity, hallelujah. They might have stung us in the name of Jesus, but none of our fruit will fall from the ground before it's time. So I know that you are doing a work, Father. Hallelujah. You're not through with us yet. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, you have a work for us to do. You've opened new doors for us to walk through. Glory be to God. You shut doors that you meant for us not to go back in anymore. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the land of decisions that you have for us, Father. Your blessings are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you for all and any chastisement that you have for us today, Lord, because we want to walk worthy with you. We take your rebuke, Father, and we turn from wicked ways. We turn from sin. Hallelujah. We choose, hallelujah, you over all, Lord, because we know your way is perfect. Teach us to know the number of our days that we may gain in wisdom. Lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. The world is in such a place, but we know the God we serve said, occupy till I come. We're occupying, Father. We're standing on your word no matter what comes our way. We will stay focused to know our Father said to do this, walk this way, go get this, turn this way, not that way. Hallelujah. Lead and guide us, Father God. Lead and guide us, Lord. We just are hungry like that deer that panted by the water, believing and receiving. Abba said, so our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Said so. Precious is your name. Wonderful is your name. Great is your name. Power is in your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We sing your name to the top of the mountains. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Thank you that you're clearing our atmospheres today, Father. You're making ways where there seem to be no way. You are a mover and a shaker, Father God. Shake the foundations of things that are being held up in the name of Jesus. Satan, get behind you. You have no place. You have no power. You have been sent to the pits of hell from which you come, to the dry places. We speak, you are in the dry places. But we're walking in the rivers of living water today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Father. You are our Redeemer. Let the Lord say so. In the name of Jesus, bless your name. Bless your name. You are our Redeemer. You are our Healer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory. You clear our atmosphere, Father. In the name of Jesus, you made a way for us to meet here in this hour of power. Glory be to God, and we believe and receive as we shout your name. Things are moving. Glory be to God. Things are moving. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We believe and receive. We believe and receive. Glory be to God. We're walking in miracles today through all of the midst of the world system. We're walking in your miracles. We're keeping our hands in your hand. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, our ears are intent to hear what thus saith the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Speak, Holy Spirit, speak. And we will obey. Glory be to God. Speak, Holy Spirit, speak. And we will obey what thus said the Lord. We will obey. We are your children. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that you care more for us than we could ever see. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, for caring more for us than we can see. I hear you. I hear you, Father. Yes, Lord, what you say. My God, My God, bless your name. Bless the name of Jesus, who's worthy to be praised. Lord, what you say is so. What you say is so. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thy God is with us. You will not destroy. We seek you today, Father. Glory be to God. Bless your name. Bless the name of all names. Hallelujah. Now, Father, we pray for all the sick and the shut in. Hallelujah. We ask you to have your way. Glory be to God. Stand by the bedside, Father God, of the languishing. Stand by the bedside today, Father. Hallelujah. You've spoken all. You speak out of me. Have your way going forward. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Sister, as she goes forward.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, we just bless you on this day. Hallelujah. This is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, God. We thank you, Father God, because all of your promises are yes and amen. So we thank you, Lord God, because we trust in you, Father God. We delight ourselves in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We adore you. We magnify you. We magnograph your name, O God. Hallelujah. Blessed is your matchless name, O God. Thank you for your immaculate name, O God. Hallelujah, God. We love you even more than we did on yesterday. We thank you, Lord God, for the victory that you give us, O God, that even overcomes the world, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our light and our salvation, Father God. Who shall we fear, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God? Hallelujah. And whom shall we be afraid, O God? You are the strength of our life, O God. And we trust in you, O God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, again, that your promises are yes and amen, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our pathway, Father. We ask you to continue to lead and guide us into all truth, Father, in the name of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, O God, hallelujah. You are our salvation, O God. Hallelujah. You are our real reward. You are our real God, O God. You are our protector, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just love you, hallelujah, like never before, O God, even more and more each day, God. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves in your presence, O God. We thank you, O God, for greater are you, Lord God, that is in us than he that is in the world. So we thank you, O God, for your presence, resting, ruling, and abiding with us. We thank you for your kingdom of God being within us, O God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you seek those that will worship you and worship you in spirit and in truth. For you are a spirit, O God, and they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have been born, hallelujah, by you on today. In the name of Jesus, God, you said, hallelujah, as we seek your face, we shall find. As we knock, the door shall be open. As we ask, it shall be given. So we thank you, O God, for all your promises on today. We thank you for our leader on today, Prophet Pastor LaRon Matthews, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that you continue to crown him with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father, continue to order his steps in your word. Continue to lead and guide him into all truth, O God. Continue to give him words of wisdom and words of knowledge and words of understanding for your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus over his life. We cover his life in the blood of Jesus from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Father. In the name of Jesus, cover all his possessions, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cover his children, Lord God. Hallelujah. Cover his grandchildren, Father. Cover the things that you have given him to do at such a time as this. Cover the assignments, oh God. Cover the direction, oh God, that you've given him, oh God. The places you've ordained for him to go at such a time as this. Cover him in the blood of Jesus, oh God, as he go into the airways, oh God, as he cross, hallelujah, the waters, oh God, as he fly here and there, hallelujah, over this earth, oh God. We ask you to cover him in the name of Jesus. We bind up every spirit of principality, every demonic ruler, every diabolical assignment, every principality that will work against him. We bind your plans and your plots in the name of Jesus. We bind up every demonic assignment that's sent out against him, every witchcraft spirit, every warlock spirit, everything that is not like you, Lord God. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we lose your purpose. We lose your peace. We lose your protection over our leader today, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, let your angels encamp about him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your angels, hallelujah, stand post and guard him, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you're his rear ward and his rear regard, his rear guard, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for what you're giving him to do at such a time as this, Father. We thank you that we shall stand in the unity of the faith, Father, and we shall continue to hold up his arms, oh God. Hallelujah, for what you have caused him to do. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is true, oh God, and you watch over your word to perform it, oh God. And you say, touch not my prophet, oh God. Hallelujah. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm, oh God. So we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that no one can touch your prophets, oh God, your anointed, oh God, and do your prophets no harm, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for his mom and his dad on today, oh God. Strengthen them in their body, God. We bind up the hand of the enemy that will bring backlash and retaliation against anyone in his family, against any of his siblings, against his mom and his dad, against his children and his grandchildren, anyone that's close to him, anyone, hallelujah, that he's aware of, oh God. Hallelujah, those in his ministry, oh God, those in the office of leadership, oh God. Hallelujah, those vessels and covenant partners, oh God. Hallelujah, those the assignments that the enemy will send out against those that are connected to him, that will distract him, Father. We bind those plans and plots of the enemy, and we return them, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to the pits of hell from whence they came. We decree, hallelujah, I declare, hallelujah, and I decree that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against him in judgment, we condemn in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that this is our heritage. Hallelujah, we are your servants, oh God, and our righteousness is of you. So, Father God, we thank you for victory on today, God, the victory that overcomes the world. Hallelujah. So let your perfect will continue to be done. Hallelujah. And Prophet LaRon Matthews' life, oh God. Hallelujah. Continue to let your will be done, oh God. Let your purpose, oh God. Let your destiny continue to prevail over his life, oh God. Hallelujah. Let him continue to move in power and demonstration, oh God. Speaking your words of revelation and mysteries, oh God, and visions, oh God, to cause the people to come. Hallelujah, and gather together, oh God, to see what you're performing and what you're declaring, hallelujah, and what you purpose at such a time as this. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for his administrator on today, oh God. Hallelujah, Dr. Aretha Bryan, oh God. Hallelujah, we cover her in the blood of Jesus from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. We thank you for healing her body. We thank you for total restoration. We thank you for total recovery. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that she's staying, oh God, hallelujah, with the armor of God on her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are her weapons, oh God. Hallelujah, you
are our weapon of war, oh God. Hallelujah. You are our battle axe and our weapon of war, oh God. So we cover her in the blood of Jesus. We cover everything that's connected to her in the blood of Jesus. Everything that has to do with her in the blood of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy to bring confusion. We bind the hand of the enemy that comes to divide. We bind the hand of the enemy that comes to hinder and distract. In the name of Jesus, we cover her in the blood of Jesus. We speak to her body, and we thank you, Lord God, that it's coming in alignment with the word of God. Hallelujah. We thank you that it's coming in alignment, hallelujah, with your word, oh God, lining up even as it was when she was born in this earth, oh God. Hallelujah. The alignment of your word, oh God, that she is healed, delivered, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal her, oh God. Comfort, oh God. If there's any pain, Father, we ask you in the mighty name of Jesus to remove any pain, any discomfort in her body. In the name of Jesus, God, we bring to remembrance, oh God, you, oh God, hallelujah, to remembrance, oh God, her faithfulness, oh God, hallelujah, her love, oh God, her obedience, oh God, hallelujah. We ask you to continue, oh God, to bless her in a special way. Bind the hand of the enemy that comes to distract. Bind the hand of the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Those loved ones that's connected to her. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the assignment of the enemy that will come against her family in any way, form, or fashion. In the name of Jesus, we decree it null and void. Void every assignment that you have sent out against her, every plot, every entrapment that you sent out against her. We cancel those assignments in the name of Jesus. And we declare the victory. We lose the victory, hallelujah, over her life. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, hallelujah, hallelujah, that she is more than a conqueror. And she is triumphant through the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah. So, God, we thank you for all today. We thank you for a quick, total, complete, hallelujah, healing and recovery on today in the name of Jesus. And we pray for his other administrator, the local administrator, oh God, hallelujah, Martissa Green, Father. We cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. We decree and declare her body come in alignment with the word of God. We speak to the vertebrae. We speak to the spine. We speak to the muscles. We command them to come in alignment, hallelujah, to form and to gather. We bind up every fragment that have been taken away, hallelujah, that have been distorted. In the name of Jesus, we command you to come in alignment. We speak the blood of Jesus over Martissa Green, over her household, over her mother. We bind the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy her life, that comes to steal, kill, and destroy her mind, that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, hallelujah, that which you have purposed and predestinated for her to do. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for clarity in her mind in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the saints of the Most High, God. Hallelujah. In the mind. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that our memories are blessed. We thank you, Lord God, that we have the mind of Christ. So we thank you, oh God, for these two administrators, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood covers them, oh God. And when the angels look upon their life, none of us saying anything connected to them, oh God. The demons have to move, oh God, because they see the blood covering over their life, and they cannot touch the blood. They cannot come against the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue to loose your ministering angels, your messenger angels, your warring angels, and your guardian angels to continue to protect these administrators, oh God, that help this ministry, oh God, that help this ministry, oh God, hallelujah, to function daily, oh God, hallelujah, to cause the parts to move, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will outbranch to other members and to other leaders and to other covenant partners, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you, oh Father, hallelujah, for every apostle, hallelujah, that is connected with Prophet LaRon Matthews' ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every prophet that is connected, every evangelist and pastor and teacher that is connected with this ministry, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask you to continue to cover them, oh God. Continue to strengthen them, oh God. Continue to let them seek your face like never before. To move in power and demonstration and might. Hallelujah. According to your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help, oh God, because all our help come from you, Father, who is the maker of heaven and earth, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, bless Apostle Ganey on today, oh God, as she go forth in preparation to complete, hallelujah, this move of God that you have predestined, hallelujah, before the foundations of the world, oh God. This move that you have put in her heart, oh God, that she has prayed and birthed it forth, oh God. Let you be glorified, Father, in what she say and do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and what those that are connected with her are to do, oh God. Hallelujah. Let order be in the house, oh God. Let order be, hallelujah, in the plan, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Allow everything to come in alignment, oh God, what you have predestined to do, oh God. Hallelujah. Save souls in the meeting, oh God. Heal, deliver, and set free your people. Oh God, lose safety, oh God. We bind the hand of the enemy that will bring any confusion. Hallelujah. Any accidents. We bind the hand of the enemy that will try to distort or interrupt this meeting. Hallelujah. That will bless you in any way, form, or fashion, oh God. Oh God, strengthen Apostle Ganey's body on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her like never before, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, give her comfort, oh God. Let everything come in alignment. Let everything fall in place, Father. Those that are traveling in, oh God, we cover them in the blood of Jesus. Those that are flying in, we cover them in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. You be glorified, oh God. And let this meeting be a success, oh God. Let the spirit of excellence be upon it, oh God, because your name is upon it, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless each and every soul there today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless the finances, oh God. Bless the resources, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let it be a meeting like it never has been before, oh God. Let people not leave the same, oh God, but let them know, oh God, they have entered into your presence, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and their presence in them of you, oh God, was activated, oh God, and they received the impartations, oh God, and we bind the hand of the enemy that will come to steal, oh God, the word that will be planted, oh God. Hallelujah, in your people. Hallelujah, in this meeting, oh God. Hallelujah, be glorified in this meeting in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, and bless, oh God. Hallelujah, Apostle Mari Simmons on today and his wife Eugenia Simmons, oh God. Hallelujah, bless them in a special way, God. Thank you for their strength, oh God. Thank you for their connection and their leadership, oh God. That's standing with our leader and our overseer, oh God. Oh God, strengthen the leaders, hallelujah, that is connected with this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and send the divine connections, oh God. Hallelujah, that you're connecting with the leaders, oh God. Send the remnant, oh God. Send the faithful, oh God. Send the truth, oh God. The faithful and the true remnant, oh God. The faithful and the true believers, oh God. Hallelujah, that will stand with your leadership, oh God. Hallelujah, that will walk in the spirit of obedience, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let them be willing and obedient, oh God, that they will eat the good of the land, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, go God. We thank you and we praise you, Father, for the victory over this ministry. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us, the church. We cancel every assignment of the enemy that is sent out against the church, against the Ron Matthews ministry, against Restoration Foundation Prophetic Act, Prophetic International Ministry, hallelujah, against Restoration and Truth, against the House of prayer, against any ministry that is connected with this body of believers. We cancel those assignments. Father God, you said we are to always pray and to not faint, oh God. So we trust you, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We are your people, God, and we are called by your name, Father, and we humble ourselves and pray, Father. We seek your face. We turn from our evil, wicked ways, oh God. You said you would hear from heaven, oh God. You will forgive our sin and you will heal the land, oh God. Forgive sin on today, God. Anything, hallelujah, that have been done against you, anything that have grieved your spirit, oh God, that have overrided and vexed your spirit, oh God, forgive us on today, oh God. Hallelujah, for any sin of omission or commission, sins known or unknown, Father, forgive in the name of Jesus. Heal the land, oh God. Heal the land, oh God. Heal the land, oh God. Be attentive to our cry, Father. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We love you, God. Oh, God, and we thank you for the peace of Israel, God. We thank you for the peace of Jerusalem, oh, God. You first said first natural, then spiritual, God. So we thank you even for the natural peace, oh, God. Hallelujah, over in Israel, over in Jerusalem, oh, God. Let things come into alignment and order as you have planned and purpose, oh God. Let your perfect will be done, oh God. In that worn and torn, hallelujah, country, Father. Touch the hearts, hallelujah, and the minds of the people, oh God, that are killing one another, oh God. Hallelujah, the people that have lost loved ones, oh God. The people that are moving in fear, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let them look to you, Father. Let them look to the hill from which cometh their help. For all their help come from you, oh God. For you said you're not giving them the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. But let them know it is in you, oh God, that they live, move, and have their being, oh God. Give them hope, oh God. Hallelujah. Cause them to wake up, oh God. Cause them to hear your spirit, oh God. Cause them to hear your clarion call at such a time as this. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we know we can't go against your purpose. We know we can't go against your will, oh God. But we ask that you continue to loose your peace, oh God, in the midst of the trouble, God, in the midst of the storm, oh God. Hallelujah. You said, let the peace of God rule in our hearts, oh God. So God, let our heart, oh God, receive your peace, oh God. Receive your order, oh God. Receive your trust, oh God. Receive your laws, your statutes, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Help our country, oh God. Help our land, Father. For many don't trust in you. Many don't believe in you, oh God. Let them, hallelujah, humble themselves and pray. Let them seek your face. Let them lay prostrate out before you, God, and cry out to you, oh God, till they hear from heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus, till you hear from heaven, Father. Oh God, hallelujah. Open their ears that they may hear what your spirit is saying, oh God. Open their hearts that they may hear what your spirit is saying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, to your word, oh God. For there's many that trust in you, oh God. There are many that want to believe in you, oh God. So we ask you to continue, oh God, to help them, oh Father. Increase their faith, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the four corners of this world. We bind the spirit of the confusion from transferring, hallelujah, in this atmosphere, from transferring in this world. In the name of Jesus, we bind those spirits of transference. We bind those hidden agendas of the secret societies that's loose in confusion. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we lose God's kairos time, God's perfect time, in the name of Jesus, and God's perfect will to be done, hallelujah, at such a time as this, oh God. Bind the hand of the enemy, oh God, that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, that comes to distort your timing, oh God. We cancel those assignments, Father, for your word said, hallelujah, you will not even come unless the wicked one has been revealed and there becomes a falling away, Father. So you know your own kairos time, God. If it's not your time, oh God, take the hand of the enemy and steal the waters, oh God. Steal the confusion, oh God. Steal the hand of death, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Steal the hand of the enemy. Still the waters, oh God. Let the waters be peaceful shores, oh God. Ha seken nerebiosaya. Hallelujah, because God, you said, except there come a falling away. Except there come a falling away means there doesn't have to be a falling away. So, God, we ask that you steal the hand of the enemy, oh God, because we, your people, are calling upon your name, oh God. We're humbling ourselves and we're praying. We're seeking your face, God. In the name of Jesus, that you will hear from heaven, forgive sins, and heal the land, oh God. Yes, and let it be, Osiah. Let your perfect will be done. Yes, let your Kairos time be revealed according to your purpose and your predestined things that you have for our life. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the victory that overcomes the world. Yes, and let it be, Osiah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. For many are walking in fear, oh God. Hallelujah. But you said you're not giving us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, Father. In the name of Jesus, oh God. For fear have torment, oh God. Hallelujah. But perfect love casts out fear. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause your people to know us by your love, and by our love, Father. We lose love in the atmosphere. We lose love, hallelujah, amongst your people. For you said love covers a multitude of sin. So, God, we lose love, hallelujah, hallelujah, amongst the faults of people. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your love permeate, oh God, through this earth, oh God, through the atmospheres, oh God, through the hearts of the men and the women, hallelujah, hallelujah, that are living, oh God. Let your love go forth, oh God. We bind wickedness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind immorality, oh God. Immorality, oh God. Things that are not like you, oh God. Abominations, we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we lose, hallelujah, love, oh God. We lose the fruits of the Spirit, oh God. We lose righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We lose righteousness, peace, and joy, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the Holy Ghost, God. Hallelujah, we lose the love, hallelujah, gentleness, goodness, the fruits of the Spirit, oh God, peace, temperance, meekness, faith, hallelujah, hallelujah, long-suffering, oh God, hallelujah, God, faith, oh God, we lose it in the atmosphere, oh God, we lose it amongst your people, God, hallelujah, God, hallelujah, God, let us continue to hide your word in our heart that we may not sin against you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, oh God, as you heal our land, let your people not sin against you, God, we thank you for keeping us your remnant, oh God, we thank you that you have prepared a people and prepared a place for us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, in these last and evil days, oh God. So we trust you, oh God. We thank you for the hope you've given us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. So therefore, you said to the holy brethren, oh God, to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord, oh God. We thank you that we're abounding in your work, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're studying to show ourselves approved unto you, O God. Hallelujah, workmen that needs not be ashamed, O God, but rightly dividing the word of truth, Father. We thank you that the word of truth is being rightly divided in our hearts, O God, that you will place it in our hearts and in our mind, O God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you said if we're born of the spirit and of the water, we can enter into the kingdom of God. And if we're born again, we can see the kingdom, O God. Hallelujah, let your people be born again, O God, to see the kingdom. Let your people be born again to see your kingdom, oh God. Let them have eyes to perceive your kingdom, oh God, to know and understand your kingdom, oh God. And let them go on into being born again of your water and of your spirit, oh God, that they may enter into your kingdom, oh God. Let them study, oh God. Let us study, oh God. Let us study to show ourselves approved unto you, oh God. Hallelujah. Rightly dividing the word of truth, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will put your truth in our hearts, oh God, and in our mind. Hallelujah. For you said you come in the volume of the book, oh God. It is written of us to do thy will, oh God. So God, we do thy will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, oh God. And we can do all things for you who strengthen us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that you're not the author of confusion, but you are the author of peace, oh God, as in all the churches of the saints, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just have this hope, oh God. Hallelujah. Our hope is in you, oh God. Our hope is in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father. You say hope deferred makes the heart sick, oh God. But when it comes, it's a tree of life, Father. So we thank you, oh God. We trust you, and we're going to continue to hope in you, oh God. We shall endure to the end, oh God. You say, he that endured to the end, the same shall be saved. So we shall endure until the end, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for our lively hope, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even though tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, oh God. But hope makes not ashamed. So we thank you, oh God, even though we have trials, oh God. Hallelujah. We shall be patient in the tribulation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The patience will bring experience, oh God. Hallelujah. As we be patient, oh God, according to your will, according to your way, according to your word, according to your Kairos time, in our Chronos time, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that our patience will bring experience, oh God, and our experience will cause us to have the hope, oh God. And our hope will not be ashamed, oh God, because we delight in you. We delight in your promises, which are yes and amen. Hallelujah, God. We hope and we trust in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we shall rejoice, oh God, and be exceedingly glad, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for this happiness and this joy, oh God. Hallelujah. We shall have a merry heart, oh God, which will do good like a medicine for us. Hallelujah. For we all need to be medicated in such a time as this, oh God. And you said a merry heart does good. A merry heart brings love. So we thank you, oh God, for a merry heart, oh God. Hallelujah. That does good like a medicine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But a broken, hallelujah, spirit dries the bones, oh God. So we command every broken spirit, every spirit of dry bones, oh God. We command the fragments to come together in the name of Jesus. And we prophesy to the bones. And we command them to come together, gather together as a great exceeding army in the name of Jesus. Bone connect to each bone. That we will function, hallelujah, as a body, hallelujah, the body of Christ, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the sinews come on the bone, oh God. Let the life come and flourish through the bones. Let the blood of Jesus flow through the sinews and the muscles, oh God, and the veins of the bones, oh God. Hallelujah. We speak life into the body of Christ, oh God. Hallelujah. The authentic body of Christ has life. So we speak life to those members, oh God, that are hanging on, those members that are left and hopeless and dry, oh God. We speak life, oh God, and command them to come together, hallelujah, as a remnant. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. So we thank you for this hope, oh God. For those that don't even have the hope, oh God, we thank you that they will hope against the hope, even like Abraham did, oh God. We thank you for the hope, oh God, for your promises, oh God, that you will keep and restore your seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. As we look to the hill from which cometh your help, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that our help comes from you, oh God, hallelujah. And Father, we thank you that, hallelujah, as even you said in 1 Thessalonians, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God, and that you study to be quiet, hallelujah, and to do our own business and to work with our own hands as, hallelujah, you have commanded us, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you we will study to be quiet and to do our business, oh God, which is advancing the kingdom of God, which is doing the great commission, oh God, advancing your kingdom and building your business, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that, Lord God, we may walk honestly, hallelujah, to them that are outside of us, those that are lost, oh God. Let us walk honestly, oh God, in truth with those people in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, that they, hallelujah, and we will lack nothing, oh God. Hallelujah. But I would not have you, oh God, to be. He said he would not have us to be ignorant, oh, hallelujah, concerning them which are asleep, oh God. So even though we may die and those have gone on to be with the Lord, we should not be ignorant and we should not be in sorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even as others that have no hope, oh God. Hallelujah. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, hallelujah, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say, hallelujah, to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain, hallelujah, to the coming of the Lord shall prevent them which are asleep. So God, we thank you, Lord God, that many shall stay alive and remain, hallelujah, but some may go on to sleep, oh God, but we still have our hope, oh God, our hope, oh God, that will not cause us to be ashamed, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that you shall descend from heaven, hallelujah, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, hallelujah, and the dead in Christ, hallelujah, shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the remain, oh God, those that will be remnant, oh God, for all will not die, but some will remain, oh God. Hallelujah. We shall be caught together, hallelujah, with them in the clouds, oh God. Hallelujah. To meet you, Lord God, in the air, and so shall we ever be with you, Lord God. So we thank you, oh God, for this hope, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for this hope that will not make us ashamed. We thank you for this trust in you and this promise in you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we comfort one another, hallelujah, with these words, Lord God. Hallelujah. As we see the times and the seasons, hallelujah, that you have wrote these things unto us, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even though the world may say peace and safety, if you see a falling away, you will catch us up, oh God. We trust you, oh God. We believe you. We know that we're going to be all right. We don't have to store up. Hallelujah. Things that are rotten, oh God, leave like they did in the wilderness, oh God, because we trust in you, Father. We can only store so much for so many days, and it only lasts for so long, oh God, but we trust you. We'll be smart and wise and store up, but we can't store up forever. Hallelujah. We store our life and our trust up in you, oh God. Hallelujah. We pay our tithes into you, that there's meat in the storehouse, hallelujah, that you've stored up for us, oh God, because we believe in your word, oh God. Tithes aren't just for the natural house, but tithes is being stored up in our spirit. So we thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for storing us up in you, oh God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' great and mighty name, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the victory on today. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for the peace. Hallelujah. We thank you that the peace of God shall continue to rule in our hearts. Hallelujah. We will not fear, oh God, but we will trust you in the mighty name of Jesus, even though we see, hallelujah, the world in turmoil, God. But we trust you, oh God. We're not conformed to the world, hallelujah, of this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. Hallelujah. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ and our minds are renewed daily in your word. So we crucify our flesh daily. We mortify the deeds of the flesh daily. And we trust you in our renewed minds, and our mind is set in you, Father. In Jesus' great and mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for your presence. We thank you for your glory, and we thank you for these, your people. And God, we're standing on the word of God, Lord, that you decreed and declared from Job 22 and 28, where you said in your word, if we decree a thing, so shall that thing be established. And God, we're speaking into the earth realm, God. And we know that we are the ark, and we are the covenant in the earth realm, God, in the New Testament. God, we thank you right now for us being the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for your majestic power and presence. We speak it and decree it and cleanse to the winds, God, of east and the winds of west and the winds of south. And God, we decree and declare the winds of the north, God, to begin to bring changes in the lives of many of the people in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we're binding up the spirit of confusion that will operate through the mind of sensory, God, and cause confusion to the cerebellum, God, and cause confusion to the cerebellum, God, the larger part of the brain, in the name of Jesus. We're taking authority over the strong man that operate through the realms of delusion and illusion, God, making people rather have the lies than the truth. Father, we decree and then declare a breakthrough and breaker's anointing. We come against the spirit of perversion that operates through bloodlines, God. And we come against the hand of the enemy that tries to create the confusion right now. We're pulling down micromancing and astral projection. We're taking authority right now against the husband spirit and the wise spirit that operate through ancestral lines and bloodlines. And we overturning those spirits, God, through the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast the devil out of the mind, and we rebuke the confusion that the enemy will send through sensory, God, in the name of Jesus. And we come against the spirit of intimidation that opened up the door for fear to grip the heart of the people. You said in your word, you don't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Cover our mind, God, that we will have a sound mind in the name of Jesus. God, we ask right now that the Holy Spirit over Holy Spirit cover our thoughts. Holy Spirit, cover our mind, our body, our soul in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Now, God, we're lifting up each and every one of our children and our siblings, God. We're lifting up the suckling, Lord, the young adults, the teenager, the adolescent, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, now we overturn the death spirit that's rising up in the land, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against industries and organizations, God, in secret societies, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and demonic activity that control the mind. And an emotion, God, I speak to mind-controlling spirit that operates through sensory and social media, telephone conversation, God, through frequency, God, through technology of word systems, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up zip codes and area codes, God, that the enemy will send through those communities, God, through chemical imbalances in chemtrail and through experimental research and study, God, in the name of Jesus. We take an authority against demonic spirit that operates through farm and pharmaceutical industries and business in the mighty name of Jesus. We're driving out the hand of the enemy, God, and we exposing every demonic plan that has been sent in the name of Jesus. Father, we come against witchcraft spirit and witchcraft sponsor spirit. You said in your word that the spirit of rebellion is the spirit of witchcraft. And God, we decree and declare that that spirit of rebellion will loose the mind, thought, and will of the people, God, in the name of Jesus. Because so many people think that, in your word, that the way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end there are of the ways of death, God. We don't want to die spiritually, and we don't want to die naturally, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we state the hand of the enemy. Then the Lord God rebuke you. We bind you up in the name of Jesus, and we drive out your assignment. We drive it out now in the name of Jesus. We come against demonic activity that operates through Zoom, God. We come against demonic spirit that operates through teleporting, through television system. We bind and drive it out, God, that come through information highway, website, God, Wi-Fi, God, in the name of Jesus, causing the people to be driven, God, by their sensory, being driven by their thirst to the ocean of the flesh realm. We overtake the flesh realm in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against demonic forces, God, that have called high-ranking demonic spirit of Edmosia, God, to operate against the mind of the people. God, and we overthrow it, God. You said in your word that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mightier through you, to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination, endidiosa, every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of your word. And God, we're bringing every thought into the obedience of your will and having a readiness to revenge disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the power of the breaker's anointing in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God rebuke you. We overturn your assignment. We overturn those indictments, God, that comes against the people's mind concerning their path in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up people that are punishing themselves because of things that they've done in their past, God. I come against the spirit of punishment that will torment and torture the mind of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you said in your word in Romans 8:1, there is
therefore now no condemnation to them that walk after the spirit and not after the flesh, God. We're not going to walk after the spirit to operate in condemnation and punishment. In the Osa, I bind up the spirit of punishment that torture the saints of God, torture people because of what they're going through, torture them because of their dealing with the warfare, torturing them. I come against the torturing and tormenting spirit. Loose yourself from your own bondage in the name of Jesus. Loose yourself from your own institutionalism in the name of Jesus. We override every diabolical sanction of the hand of the enemy, God, and we bring it into all our thoughts, into the obedience of your will, God. You said in your word, God, in the book of Isaiah 1:19, if we be willing and obedient, we shall be able to eat the good of the land. God, we thank you right now for the good of the land. As you said in your word, in the book of Psalm 42:1, to the deer, the sons of Korah, as the deer of the heart panteth after the water brook. So our heart long for you, God. There's a longing and a yearning for you like never before in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for the yearning for you. The more of you, God, the less of us, God, the decreasing of us, God. As you said in John 3:30, decrease that you may increase the more. Father, we thank you for it right now. Now give your people traveling mercy on the highway. Guide them, navigate them, cover them in the airways, either etherways, God, in the airways, God, cover them. Let cover the ground covers, God, in the name of Jesus. Let you permeate their thought process, God. We thank you for it right now, and we stand on the word of God and the spoken word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we speak against this drug-induced spirit in the land, God. We come against drug-induced spirits that come through substance and drugs and alcoholism and cocaine, God, and pharmaceutical medication, God, and marijuana, God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. We come against the strong man, God, to come against the motor skill of the mind of the people of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Overturn it, God. Overturn it now. Give them, take the taste away, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be healed, delivered, and set free from the nicotine spirit in the land, God. We thank you for it right now. The taste and the appetite, God, the hunger and more, God, in the name of Jesus. Take that greed spirit, that gluttony spirit away, God. Deliver your people, God. They need a breakthrough right now. They need an anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. They need a breakthrough, God, in the name of Jesus. You cover them right now in the name of Jesus. The enemy playing with the minds of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against your spirit. Short-term memory and long-term memory lost, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them back their thoughts and their mind, God, that they focus on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Because the word of God said, God, you said the word of God that we hide in our hearts, that we might not sin against it, God. We give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor, even the more, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And it is so. And now by the power of God and by the authority of God, and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God, and it is so. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen to the Lamb of God. We bless the Lord today for the saints of God. We bless the Lord today for the saints of God. And we bless the Lord today for the saints of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The Ancient of Days, God is revealing to many of the body of Christ, and many of us, we still wear the religious banner because we haven't heard actual the mysteries being brought alive. And so many of the believers in the body now still are carrying the sensory of the incarcerated system of what they've been taught or learned. And God is bringing us into a greater revelation. And the fight for so many people right now is, should I open my mouth and say that? Because people are not going to believe me. The question is not the people going to believe you. The question, are you ready to go? Are you ready now to move, to learn, or talk, or was told concerning the word of God or the written word of God based upon translation, not the infallibility of the word of God? Because everything you read is a translation of the word of God, and we're listening and following translation of the word of God in different orders and different translation that came down through Bible teaching or theologians or scholars or philosophers that have given many men and women their own thought of what the word of God is. And so many times we're carriers of what we assumed or we thought was the word of God. And people are being confused based upon those principles and things.
So God now is speaking in these end times to the men and women of God to let them know that his word will have free court. And so much confusion have hit the substratum of the mind of the people. And God wants to bring their his people into understanding the word of God and having clarity of the word of God and having knowledge of the word of God, not based upon what we've learned. Every 100 years, hundreds of years, there are changing of script in the Bible, changing of the way the Bible is written and making it comfortable for the people or an easy path. The word of God is not an easy path. It's a way to bring us into the knowledge of him so that our life can be designed around the very thought, will, and mind of God, not the thought, will, and the mind of someone that want to make it an easy path or to break the word of God, break us from the ranks of God's word. Most people who are following pagan ways, most pagan ways are lead you away from God. And when you understand the feast of the year, understand the feast, because we don't study feasts because we don't totally understand feasts from what? The Judaic timing or the Judaistic timing, or understand it from the order of the plan of God for our lives. Most of us are Gregorian thinkers. That means we follow the Gregorian clock or the way for which it's been brought or told to our family members, loved ones, and our ancestors, and connecting it to the family. So where we are at right now, we are at a universal shift in the land. You're watching it at every level in the land. So we're watching wars and rumors of wars. But the word of God said that won't be the end yet. So don't think because you're watching wars and rumors of wars, it will be an end. That won't be an end yet. Don't think because there's a falling away, it's going to be an end yet. No, the end ends when you take your last breath. That's the end. God's plan for mankind is far greater than the mindset of what we've been institutionalized by the word that we call infallible. It's a translation. There's many translations that have been included in the written word of God. So that's why God said, heaven and earth shall pass away. His word should not pass away. So those who are in the earth that have written into those words, those people will pass away. And those who are in heaven who fail under the order of their disobedience shall pass away. We have to keep our mind stayed on God. The revelation of God is being released at a greater level in our lives. And so many times when we study the word of God, God is revealing to us revelation of his word, revealing things to us. And oftentimes when he reveals those things to us, those things will be in opposition of cognitive or opposition of what we heard. The mind of God's people has to be changed. And people don't want to change their mind because they're used to the norm or the influence of other people. If I stay this way, I will keep my audience. But you have to know that you're going to stand before God yourself, not your audience. So you have to be able to bring the word of God alive so that God's people will not be confused by what we say or think. We have to study the word of God. It says study to show ourselves approved unto who? God, Elohim. I got rightly dividing what the word. We got to take the word and rightly divide it, word of truth, so that when it's spoken, it won't be spoken for charisma or spoken from emotion, but spoken with authority for power to deliver you out today. Be strong in God. Be strong in the Father. Be strong in him. Lean not on your own self. Lean not on your own ways. Lean not. That's why I tell the people now. So many people are used to out of order. I'll give you a perfect example of church people that are out of order. They've been given an assignment to do something in the church. and they go over the assignment to do it, and what they'll say is the Spirit of God. But really, it's out of order. But in their mind, because they haven't had a chance to preach, teach, utilize their gift, and they get out of order. And you have a lot of people calling things a move of God when it's out of order. And it happens in many levels. People are out of order, and then they consistently do it. So when they correct it, they feel that it's an offense, or they stop in God. No, honey, no son, no daughter, you're out of order. You're out of order. You have to understand the order of God. We have to stay in the order of God. And so many people don't understand the order of God because they're in their own emotion. Well, I got to get it out. What you really try to do is you try to get it all out in a day. You can't. You won't get it all out in a day. You have to follow the order of God. And when you follow the order of God, then God honors the order of that man or that woman that's leading you. Well, I knew God was speaking. He was speaking to you in order, out of order, in order. When you're in order, he'll speak. Then the order will move into the presence, and the presence will speak to the leadership or the man and woman of God, and then they will release you, flow in the Spirit, allow God's will to be done. And that's the order of God. We have to get back to the orders of God and the things of God and the ways of God and the depths of God and the mind of God and the things of God so that God people can flow in the Spirit of order in the direction for which God have us. We got to change our mindset so we can get into the presence of God. It's revealing many things to the believer. And the believers have to be strong in God. And leaders, don't be afraid to set order. It's okay. It's okay. I know we've experienced pains and frustrations and people, we telling people and they get upset. But no, it's okay for them to get upset because everyone has to graduate. And if they don't graduate from your class, they will have to graduate from another class. If they don't graduate from that, they'll graduate from another. That's why the Bible said one will water, another will plant, and God will get the increase. We have to understand that we are planters. We are waterers, and then God will get the increase. So if they miss it, it's not on your fault. It's because of their disobedience and their choices that they made because of where they came from, what environment, the pressure, or the moment that they're in. Preach the word of God with free course. Don't be afraid to set order. Many people need order. And in the time that we're in, so many things are out of order. They're out of order. And when you put them in order, it sets the place for the order of God to come into that place, ministry, word, life of his people. We're thanking God for the saints of God on today. We're thanking God for what the Lord is doing. We're thanking God for his presence, his glory, and his power on today. It's not by power, nor by might, but it's by his Spirit. Then his Spirit induces us with power. And his power gives us the might. And the might brings us into his presence so that God can have free course in the things of him for the glory of God. We honor the Lord today for you, saints of God. We honor the Lord for your family. We honor the Lord for what the Lord is doing. We honor the Lord for his goodness and his mercy and his loving kindness towards us. So be strong in the Lord, people of God. Be strong in God and in his will and his might. Amen. All right, people of God, we thank you all today. We just praise God for what he's doing in each and every one of us. It's such an honor to share and teach God's word to the body, to so many people, to teach the word of God so people can have a clarity, standing, and a mind to receive what God has for their life. It's his will, and we want his will to be done over you, in you, and through you today. Don't miss the destiny, letting emotional damages in our life shift us from where God want to take us for our life on today. Amen. We thank God for Administrator Rita Bryant yesterday. We bless the Lord in the operation. She's up and moving today. We bless the Lord for her today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for you. minister to bring it on today. I tell you, thank God, we were all in some kind of medical situation today. So we thank God today for the spirit of the Lord God on today. We thank God for you on today. Administrator Brian and the family and all the things that God on today. Hallelujah. All right, come on here, Administrator Brian. Bless you on today. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for you today.
God bless you, Prophet Matthew. God bless everyone that's listening in. And I truly want to say thank you for all your prayers and concerns that you sent up for me. And I've been released today. I'm going to soon be back in rare form, so keep me in your prayers, and God bless each and every one of you. My granddaughter is at the doctor's well today in Birmingham. Keep her in your prayers if you will as well, and God bless all of you. I appreciate you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Bless you all today. All right, thanks to God. Continue to stay in the place of God and his will and the things of God. All right, we're heading up the road. We'll see many of you who are going to be at the Ark the Fire and the Prophet Conference coming up this coming Friday in the city of Marion, South Carolina. We're looking forward to a powerful time in the Lord. We know that God has something for his people because there's a desperate need and a cry for the word of God. There's a need for the word of God, and God is doing great things. And I believe that there is a word for his people. And the lives of the people of God on today. There's a word from the Lord. So we'll see you all in Marion, South Carolina there. Saints of God, Pastor Jamie, amen, Ark Family Fellowship, and those who will be coming in from different parts of the United States. We pray traveling mercies on you that everything will go well and everything will go on as we go. Amen. All right, saints of God, we appreciate you today. All right, Minister Brian, any final words there? Woman of God, no words. Okay, bless the Lord for you. All right, bless God for the saints of God. Those who listened in, continue to walk in the presence of God. Those who didn't see me last night, I was on an assignment yesterday. So we will probably be sharing a word of God later today sometime with the people of God or tomorrow. All right, people of God, just keep us in your prayers because it's such a time in this season where we really have to be in the face of God, in the face of God, because we're facing many things and we want to be in the face of God on today. All righty. Bless the Lord for you on today. And we're praying for each and every one of you all in the kingdom of God, people of God on today. All right. Go and have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Continue to maintain the purpose of God and your vision for God. Thank God for our kingdom leaders who are connected with us. We bless the Lord for you all today, and may God continue to keep you as my prayer. All right, have a phenomenal day in the Lord, and go in his power and his strength. We'll talk to you soon, and shalom in your court is my prayer for you all today. God bless you all.
Marion, South Carolina, get ready.
Get ready to be blessed.
Ark Family Fellowship Ministry presents
The Ark,
The Prophet, and the Fire. May 14th through 16th, 2021.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Live at the Ark Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina, where Sandra B. Gainey is pastor.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Get ready for the most dynamic prophet in the entire country.
Here comes Dr. LaRon Matthews.
May 14th. 15th and 16th. It kicks off Friday, May 14th at 5 p.m. Saturday, May 15th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And Sunday at 11:30 a.m.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
Dr. LaRon Matthews, all weekend long. Get your registration started right away. Your registration is $60. That includes brunch, the book signing, and the package. Registration via Cash App begins January 11th, 2021. Register through Cash App at $ArkChurchMarionSC. $ArkChurchMarionSC. Go ahead, register now. For more information, contact Mildred Swinney at 843-617-4752. Mildred Swinney, 843-617-4752.
The Ark, the Prophet, and the Fire.
May 14th through 16th, 2021. Live at Ark Family Fellowship Ministry, 100 Recreation Drive, Marion, South Carolina. Here comes the blessing. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Prophet, all weekend long. Register today. Don't miss out. We want to see you May 14th through 16th. Be there.
Be there.
listen, I can tell you about pain.
Pain, I've been there.
And I can tell you about change.
Change, I've been there.
And I've had the joys of pain.
nothing stays the same. Heaven is waiting for the mention of the name. The Spirit is moving, burning like a flame, healing broken by the one we proclaim. Raise it up, fill the sky. Chains will fall, mountains move, we lift him high. Speak the name above all other names. Speak the name the wind and waves obey. All the heavens coming down, fill the earth with the sound of the name of Jesus. Gather all wives, hostages of shame, miracles unfolding at the mention of the name. Now darkness is fleeing, mercy raining down, healing water flowing as our lips make the
I shall not want. Oh, my soul's got a shepherd in the valley, and I shall not want. I shall not want. I shall not want. 'Cause my cup's running over, and I shall not want. And I will lift my eyes to where my help comes from. And I won't be afraid of the shadow, 'cause I've seen the sun. No, I will not stop when the way gets hard, 'cause the green only grows in the valley, and that's where you are. Say, I shall not. This is not the end. And when you call my name, I will take my right. There's a mansion in glory, and you're gonna meet me there. I shall not walk. I shall not walk. Every tear from my eyes, I shall not want. I shall not want when he's on my For the Lord is my shepherd when I'm lacking. For the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I've got everything that I need. Your goodness and your mercy are following. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought I was.